This is a replay of the Wednesday night, November 22nd WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, tonight's the night, the final night of voting on the world's worst hit records. Yeah, the polls close as soon as the show ends tonight, 1 a.m. Central. So whether you've called, and I hope you will, or you emailed, or you left a phone message or a text, yeah, good luck on that, but you never know, then that's it. Now, I will tell you I need your help tonight. And more than nominating songs, though you can if you want, I need you to second ones you've heard that you also hate. Now, don't vote for anything you've already voted for, because that's the one of the few rules of this. You can only vote once for any one song, but you can vote as many times as you like for songs, just not more than once for the same one. Now, that said, the other thing is the song has to be a hit. Doesn't matter what decade, doesn't matter what genre, but a hit. All right, and there are a few exceptions, you know, such as Mona Aboud, because of all the years that was played on Wally Phillips and later everybody else. So that would count for Chicago. But other than that, it's got to be a hit. So similarly, by the way, there are a couple Dr. Demento things that would probably qualify, like Fishheads. We did get a vote for that. Didn't get any seconds, though. Of course, it was an email vote, so I'm not sure. But yes, Fishheads, Barnes & Barnes. All right, I think it was an email vote anyway. I have tabulated all the email votes that I could find. And disclosure, I think I found them all, but then there's, well, I don't know. Same with phone call votes. I think I got them all, but I don't know. All right, so I've got, as I say, I've got a tentative top 10, and I've got two problems, and they're both three-way ties, both of them. Now, that could be okay. We could do that. But if your votes tonight break up those ties, even better. And who knows, maybe something that's in the bubbling under category, we have three that are awfully close. Maybe that will pitch it into the top 10 and knock out one of the tied songs. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And no, I won't tell you what they are. Now, that would skew it too much. It's got to be your nominations. All right, so with that said, tonight, before the show is over, I'm talking about D.B. Cooper, because this is the anniversary, not the official anniversary, that would be on the 24th, but traditionally the night before Thanksgiving. That's when Dan Cooper took off and hijacked a plane and has never been seen since. And so the mystery continues, and they have CooperCon every year, which I've mentioned before, and we'll give you the latest on that, including this year one of the copycats who was not as successful as Dan Cooper, who did get caught. Well, he was at the CooperCon, so we'll tell you about him too. All right, so 888-876-5593, but changing the subject entirely is Eduardo in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Eduardo?
Yeah, Raleigh, thank you for taking my call. Well, on this pre-Thanksgiving, I thought this was a good story to call in about this Iowa team.
Oh, yeah.
From Dixon, Iowa. She got a grand. She got some 7,000 pounds of veggies. And it was very nice of her to do this, because obviously this is a lot of people that are in need of some, you know. I guess she was at some pantry or something like that, and they weren't, you know, giving out like good food, like like these vegetables. Yeah, so she thought she get some. I think it was like 15 acres. Mm-hmm. Or wait.
Well, I think she planted half an acre one year and expanded it to a full acre.
Right.
The family farm probably has about 15 acres, but she took this portion of the farm and donated this year over 7,000 pounds of produce. So she hopes at some point to get to 20,000 pounds of produce by the time she goes to college in 2025. I think that's terrific. But I will say, when I saw Iowa Farmers, I thought we were going in another direction tonight, because there's another wonderful story that's been circulating this month about the Iowa farmers and their relationship to China. Have you heard about this?
No, no, I didn't.
Oh, this is a great, great story. Well, the guy who heads China now, I guess Xi Jinping, I'm not good at these names. In 2012, he visited Maxwell. This was before he rose from vice president to heading the heading all of China. And while he was there, because his history was he was a farmer in China originally, he visited Rick Kimberly, and Rick broke protocol because he saw that that Xi was eyeing his tractor and said, "Wanna hop on?" And so Xi went right for it, even though all the people who were handling him said, "Oh, no, you could be injured. The heck with that." And, you know, big smile on his face, and he loved it. Well, that became an unlikely friendship over the last decade. And in fact, they met again for dinner in San Francisco this month. And it was interesting because given the relationship with U.S.-China, and particularly with farming, Kimberly and his buddies were probably the only group very pleased to see him. And they've kept in touch. The Iowa guys have even been over to China and vice versa. And so while Xi's meeting obviously was for, you know, diplomatic things and all the different trade things, not with these guys. This was you know, kind of like a homecoming for both, and they had a fine time in San Francisco.
So, well, that's very nice.
Yeah, it was.
Did you want to, I don't know, do you make an opinion on this Rainbow Bridge?
Okay. All right. Well, you know me. I'm a conspiratorialist. All right. So I do agree. It's probably not terrorism. Firstly, if you've seen the if you've seen the videos, that car is at least 12 feet airborne. And, you know, because it just scales with ease an 8-foot fence. So I've never actually seen a car that was 12 feet airborne. So I watched that over and over and over. And also, these people were no schlubs economically. This was a 2022 Bentley. So this is an expensive car. All right. So
a gambler?
Well, now here is the deal on that. Because a lot of people said, you know, they saw him at the convenience store and all this. Well, one witness had said they saw him at the casino. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh man, it's a suicide from gambling debts.
Right. I thought of that too. Sure.
Yeah, that's exact. Now, of course, I have no inside information and none of us know anything, but that is my initial impression, that this is a gambling debt suicide.
Yeah.
And I assume whoever was with him, maybe a spouse or something like that, but was sharing.
Yeah, they messed with the wife. Yeah.
Right. They haven't mentioned any names or whatever, so we assume it's the wife. But the deal is that I assume that she was in on the plan.
Oh my God, that's something, because they closed all. I guess there's like four.
Oh, they closed all. They closed all. Yes, all four bridges. Right. Well, because at first, when you see something like this, you know, you can't.
Right.
You can't just completely discount terrorism. Although,
definitely.
From the surface, it sure didn't look like it to me. But again, I want to know more about the trajectory of this Bentley. You know, it should have been licensed for air travel.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about that. But no, I'm betting on gambling debts.
Yeah. So am I.
All right. Oh wow. Great minds think alike. Thanks.
Happy
appreciate
Thanksgiving.
It.
Yeah.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And of course, tomorrow night we will be playing them back. That's right. While you're eating turkey, I'll be playing turkeys. The World Wars Hit Records is voted on by you. And what I'm really hoping for is you to vote tonight. Preferably don't bring up any new ones, though you can, of course, but second the ones that are already in there, because I need to break some ties. And that's where it is at the moment. And that happens a lot, by the way, in these years where night before the show, before the night before show, I got lots of ties. And then at the last minute, it pulls them out. So I'm hoping that'll happen tonight as well. But Ruth and Gurney is going to vote for us. So what do you got, Ruth?
Hi, good evening, Mrs. James. Well, my two suggestions are not going to put anything on the being in the ties. I'm sure that they have not gotten voted on. So I have, the first one would be Frank Sinatra's Witchcraft.
Okay.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay.
And no pun intended, because Lake Forest Hospital put that in my medical records, and then went over to a nursing home and to another medical clinic. Well, they got me in the Alzheimer's ward.
Wait! I want to know something. In your medical records, did they actually put down witchcraft, or did they put down Frank Sinatra?
No, they put down that my name with my medical records that I was a witch.
That you were a witch.
And so,
you sure they spelled that
so
right?
I tried to get it corrected, because the last medical clinic that I went to, it showed up on theirs from the previous medical status. This goes back to over 2 years ago. So I also got put into the Alzheimer's ward at Warren Barr Nursing Home, where 2.5 years ago they said I had Alzheimer's. I can remember all my street addresses, phone numbers, teachers' names. I can remember things like, you know, an incredible memory all my life, and still do. But I got out of that thanks to Lou Regani and I from WLIP. And I'm wondering where he is with his Music of the Stars.
I don't know.
Because we have had Ukraine and Israel, when Music of the Stars got off of the air, that had been on for 30 years. Mm. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, is that one. Thanks, but no thanks for the witch on
okay.
my medical records.
Okay.
Sounds like snitch and starts with a B. But
all
anyway,
right.
The next song is Mr. Postman, and that's for the worst post office in Lake County. That would be Gurney. Now, I'm not going to go with all of the incorrect things that went on, but with this one, too. Someone mailed for me, because I have to have other people go to the post office. I can't walk. I can't get in the wheelchair and go there. So, Bill, last payment was mailed to Capital One Bank, and it was done on September 20th. And when the person came back with the receipt from the Pitney Bowes machine, it gave an address in Hoffman Estates. And I called the post office, and I said, that's the wrong address for the envelope that was brought to the post office. And she said, well, you're a liar, because you said you came in here. I haven't been in the post office for 2 years. Can't walk. So then the next time, and then it came back to me last week. From September 20th, I got it last week. 2 months later was the payment and a late charge from the bank for the payment that never arrived at that post office box number and zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one was another one for a veteran, the home of a veteran, a money order. That one's been almost 3 weeks. One package mailed on the same day, and the envelope for a money order for a veteran. That one didn't get there. 2 years in Vietnam, a veteran, that little chunk of money has not arrived.
All right, so please, Mr. Postman, the Marvelettes. All right, I'll put it down.
So many times that they have done this with mail, and now I don't buy money orders from the post office, and if I'm sending money, I do it through a bank. I don't even do it through the post office anymore, because it's happened so many times. 19 days to get to the Commerce Bank, 13 days to get to Chase Bank. So that's it. I quit. $2 a money order from the post office. Everybody else out there is doing money orders for a dollar or a dollar and a quarter.
All right.
That is it. the worst post office, then thanks, but no thanks.
Very good. All right. I've got them both
okay.
down. Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate
it. Wait a minute. Okay.
What?
Bye-bye.
Yes. Please. All right. So 888-876-5593. Karen in Chicago will have some votes. I hope you will, too. And again, if you can second ones that you hate, that you've heard other people nominate that you have not voted upon as yet, then that would be much welcome. But sure, you can nominate new things, too, because we do preserve the lists. And this year, thanks to Carol of the World's Best Show Prep, we will be able to preserve them accurately. Unlike my tawdry attempts at all of this. All right, so that's the deal, and I haven't forgotten about D.B. Cooper. And that, and of course, tomorrow night also I haven't forgotten that'll be the opening of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club, and we'll explain it fully then. And that's it. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. But before we do anything else, I want to crow about the CC Radio 3. Because it is just terrific. Now, if you're a radio lover and you haven't been to Bob Crane's catalog, you are missing out. CCRadio.com, CCRadio.com. As I've often said, Bob is just like you and me and every other radio lover, where years and years ago he was disgusted with the lack of reception in current radios, and it just got worse and worse, particularly with AM, and he thought, I can do better. And boy, he always has. Every radio that you will see in that catalog, Bob had a hand in developing, and every one of them has terrific reception. Now, all of them have other features as well, but the hallmark is reception that you're not going to get anywhere else. Great AM and great FM stations. Now, with the CC Radio Radio 3, you also get Bluetooth. Yeah, it's the almost everything radio with the addition of Bluetooth. So if you don't want to listen to those podcasts or radio shows on your smartphone speaker, who could blame you? You can use the CC Radio 3 and get it in full fidelity. If you listen primarily for voice content, the CC Radio 3 is arguably worth the price for that alone. It just sounds good. And there is bass and treble control as well. So whatever sound you want, this radio can deliver. But more than anything else, reception. Yeah, which is the whole world, isn't it? It's got a clock, and it's got an alarm, and it's got digital readout, and, five push buttons and all that kind of thing. So that's always nice. But more to the point, it's got fine tuning as well, and it has a couple other features. The weather band and a weather alert as well, so you can use it as an emergency radio, and even more so because it's got the 2-meter ham band also. Runs on the included power cord, of course, but when the electricity is down, that's all right. One set of batteries will last over 170 hours, so it's just a terrific radio, and you can read all about it at ccradio.com. You can order, and this week you'll get $20 off the purchase of the CC Radio 3. I would normally tell you to call them for the best customer service in the world, but they are taking Thanksgiving off. So from now to Monday, the Sea Crane Company will be closed to phone orders, but they're certainly open on the web anytime. So ccradio.com, $20 off. What a nice deal. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. This is terrible. I've been so busy compiling the world's worst hit records that I didn't actually pick anything for our bumpers. So I'll just go with a favorite of mine, and I'll research the rest of them better, I promise. I shouldn't have been sitting here munching on potato chips. I should have been setting this up, but I really like Deal.
Oh, my baby.
Raleigh James. Well, I entertain myself, and I promise to play some of your requests next. But as I looked up at the screen, I realized, oh, I've been setting up the world's worst hit records, and I don't want to play any of those, especially if they wind up being in the top 10, because I don't want to influence your votes tonight. So I got to enjoy Deal instead. But Tom is a first-time caller in Aurora. So, Tom, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, I was going to guess that trivia, because I haven't heard that song in years.
Isn't it a great song?
Yeah, it is. But I wanted to put a couple of songs for tomorrow night.
Okay, let's have them.
The worst song ever recorded in my entire life was Surfing Bird by the Trash.
Ah, fine choice.
And the second song that I couldn't stand, I went to a school for the blind in west of Springfield. One of my roommates, all he played was No Satisfaction by Rolling Stones. I hate that song.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I got them both down, and the news is on instead of me, so after the news, I'll come back and reiterate your two choices. And I appreciate the call, Tom. I hope you'll do it again.
I will. I like your show. I really do. I've got about 12 terabytes of music on my computer.
Oh, terrific.
From 1889 to, I stopped in 2015.
All right.
So, I know what you're going through.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll talk to you soon, I hope. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye.
All right, so yes, the news will continue, and then we will come back, and I will have one of your requests, I promise.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry, say I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about at such a time, if you should ever wanna be loved, girl, it's not unusual. It happens every day.
No matter what they say,
oh, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do
what you want it.
Why can't this crazy love be mine?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, the Dells. And Karen in Hyde Park said, anything by the Dells, the Shepherds, the Spaniels? Well, yeah, one of my favorites. 1965, they recorded that in Chicago in April of 65, and it was paired as a B-side to Stay in My Corner, the version that was recorded in February of 65, on BJ, of course. So 888-876-5593. We're talking to Tom when the news interrupted me, and his two votes were for Surfing Bird. Oh, man, that's starting to climb up the charts. I don't know. And Satisfaction. All right, very good. So all tabulated. Now, let's see what we have to say. Speaking of Karen in Chicago, what are you going to add to it?
Hi. Yeah, these are some that other people have mentioned, and I thought, I wish I would have said this. Okay, Norman.
Okay, Sue Thompson, very good.
Yeah, James, hold the ladder steady.
All right,
Sue Thompson.
Yes.
June, hey June, the Beatles. Uh-huh. God, I hate that. Imagine.
Okay, John Lennon.
And Tell Laura I Love Her.
Oh, yes, Tell Laura I Care. Okay.
God have mercy on us all.
Well, true. All right, a fine group of nominees, all five of them.
Oh, you're having my baby. How could I forget that?
Oh, really? Oh.
Those are the songs that made me turn off the radio.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, very good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
And happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to be listening tomorrow. Right. I'm dying to know what those songs are.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping we'll break some ties. I'm not sure, but we'll see. All right. Thanks.
I will. Maybe I'll call you.
Okay. I'll count on it. Thanks.
All right.
It's a good deal.
Bye.
Yeah, so half a dozen good choices there, all seconding stuff that's been up for vote so far, and that's good. I don't know if it will influence the tie-breaking or not. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I've got two groups of three songs each that are tied at the exact same number of votes and hoping to break those tonight. Jan in Dallas, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. That was a great song you played. I believe Four Seasons did Sherry.
Yes, they did.
And Dawn.
Uh-huh.
Those are them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Consider on a list. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sherry was their first hit. But see, that's why it's the world's worst hit records. For everyone you hate, somebody else loved. And I liked Sherry. Oh, well, but I don't get to vote. Sharon in St. Charles, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I heard the other night that someone nominated Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yes.
And I'd like to put my vote to that.
Very good. I like it. All right. Any others?
Okay, I won't. No, I won't keep you because I know you got a lot of people calling in.
All right. Well, thanks, Sharon. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. So let's see what Lori has to say. Maybe she's going to be a tiebreaker. I don't know. So, Lori, what you voting on?
Hi, Rolly. I've got a bunch of these. Mm-hmm. Okay. No Time.
Okay.
Undone.
Okay. All right. Not a Guess Who fan, huh? Okay. All right. What else?
Mrs. Robinson.
Okay. Simon and Garfunkel. Good enough.
Cecilia.
Okay. More Simon and Garfunkel. All right.
Now, I don't know if this is Johnny Duncan or not, but it couldn't have been any better.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll check.
One line ruins it for me sometimes. Because
right.
The last line in the chorus of that song is, "And you're my best friend's girl."
Hmm. All right. So what else?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, really? Okay. Very good.
The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Good. Good fine choice.
Brand New Key.
All right, Melanie. All right.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, really? Which 1, 2, 3? Talking about Len Barry?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I love Gloria Estefan. You can play that one anytime you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't, but okay, what else? What else we got?
Okay. Hair.
Hair. Oh, the Cow Sills. Yes, okay. Very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing they ever did.
It's hard to choose, really. All right, what else?
Eye in the Sky.
Okay, Survivor. Okay. Very good.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, Steeler's Wheel. All right.
Okay, I Am, I Said.
Oh, yes, Neil Diamond. Okay.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, okay. Sweet Caroline. All right.
Red, Red Wine.
Oh, okay. All right. Moving up.
And Cracklin' Rosie.
Oh, yes, of course. More Neil Diamond. Okay.
And the other version of Red, Red Wine, I don't like it either.
Okay.
I think it's called Simply Red, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, we'll get them. We'll get them both. All right. Well, all good choices. Anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Jude.
Okay.
Revolution.
Okay.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Okay.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Okay.
So This Is Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right. Well, if you think of some more, you can call me back.
I have more now.
Oh, you do, do you? All right. Go for it.
Yes, I do. I'm listening at the same time.
Don't do that.
My handheld device.
Do not do that. Just spit them all out.
Oh, I'm trying to. California Girls.
Okay. Beach Boys. All right. What else? You got to
turn. MacArthur Park.
You got to turn your radio off. It's not going to work otherwise. All right. MacArthur Park. What else?
Okay. Hey, Little Girl, Syndicate of Sound. Long, Cold Woman in a Black Dress.
Hollies. Okay.
Lightning Strikes.
Lou Christie.
Rhapsody in the Rain.
Okay.
Mellow Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine Superman.
Okay.
Everyday People.
Okay. Sly and the Family Stone. Okay.
Alone Again Naturally.
Yes, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Get Down.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And now his version of Who Was It, I like, but that other version, I don't remember who did it, I don't like.
Okay.
And Is That All There Is?
Okay. All right.
Big Yellow Taxi.
Okay. All right.
I'd Like to Get to Know You.
Okay.
Doctor My Eyes.
Okay.
Let's Get It On.
Okay. What are you using, a screen reader?
Sexual Healing.
All right. All right.
Do It Again.
All right.
Stroking by Clarence Carter.
Okay. Not much of a hit, but all right. All right.
You better sit down, kids.
Okay. Sonny and Cher. You all right?
Too Hot by Kool and the Gang.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. I like it, but all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I don't get to vote, so it's fine that you don't like it. Okay. All right.
Stay a While.
The Bells? Okay. All right.
Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Okay.
Under My Thumb.
Okay.
Nobody But Me.
Okay. I'm going to cut you off soon. There's too many.
What?
I said, I'm going to cut you off soon. This is way too many. I thought we were going to get like half a dozen. All right. Well, Big Finish, anything else you know you hate?
Moonshadow.
Okay, good deal. I'll take them all. Thanks.
Appreciate and then Shaft.
Shaft. All right, theme from Shaft. All right, we got them all.
Perfect.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Almost couldn't write fast enough. I appreciate the votes. Thanks, Lori. Okay, so 888-876-5593. I didn't figure out what was going on there, but now I do. She had a screen reader, so very good. I'll pause for that anytime. We'll get to John and Gilbert and Marianne in Chicago. There's room for you two, and this is it. This is the final voting on the World's Worst Hit Records, and tomorrow night while you're eating your turkey, we'll be playing them back right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And Jimmy P wanted the Earls. Cross My Heart. It's the flip side of Looking for My Baby, the second record the Earls put out. That was on the Rome label. And it's interesting because if you're saying, what the heck was the Rome label? Beats me, but I love when you look close at the fine print on the bottom. It's distributed by, and you expect to see somebody you've heard of. No, you see somebody you flat out, absolute, never heard of. At least not me. Distributed by Triodex Incorporated. Oh, yeah, now there's a name. No, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, at least I'm not familiar with it. I bet Val Shively is, but we'll have to check in with him some night. All right, now, with that in mind, we are continuing to take your votes the final night on the World's Worst Hit Records. And sure, you can nominate new ones, but better if you second them, because I'm trying to break up some ties that looks like we'll be having tomorrow night as we count down the top 10. And no, I won't tell you what they are. You on your own have to vote for the ones that you hate. You can vote as many as you want. You just can't vote for the same ones twice. And that's the deal. All right. So with that in mind, let us trundle over to John in Gilbert. So, okay, John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I can't complain. So, what?
Vote for me. My list is just slightly shorter than the previous caller.
Everybody's is. My God, the phone book is slightly shorter.
Well, let's get started.
Yeah.
San Francisco by Scott McKay.
Ah, good choice.
Yes. Let's see. Also, we have All You Need Is Love by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm, good.
But they kind of like the money, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Plastic Ono Band.
Oh, God.
Give Peace a Chance.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of drones on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see, Pico and Sepulveda by Freddie Martin.
Oh, and see, I love it. I don't know if we can count that. You have to be from L.A. I don't think Dr. Demento played it that often.
The problem is you never get it out of your head.
Yeah, Pico and Sepulveda. Well, you know, here's the
Pico
part. Remember, I'm from Los Angeles originally,
right.
and not all that far from the corner of Pico and Sepulveda. So, you know, damn well, when I was a kid, and it was well before Dr. Demento, but yeah, my mother couldn't drive by. She'd be on Sepulveda Boulevard, and every time we'd come up to Anawalt Lumber there at the corner of Pico and Sepulveda, Pico and Sepulveda, La Brea Tar Pits. Yeah, exactly. So,
I grew up in New York City, and it sticks in my head. So.
Oh, yeah, right. You can keep Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Even Beverly Drive. Yeah, it's a wonderful little song, but I don't think it was a hit, but I'm writing it down anyway. All right.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you. Also, The Americans, but it has to be the CKLW Byron McGregor.
Byron McGregor, I understand. And he's gotten votes, by the way.
Yeah, that has the... the musical bed, at least.
Yeah.
Right? You get the Detroit Symphony or whatever.
Painful.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. I already had All You Need Is Love. And Give Peace a Chance. Oh, yeah. Well, let me wrap up here with my favorite apocalypse song. This is the song I want to listen to when the apocalypse hits. It's Hey Mr. Banjo by the Sunnysiders.
Oh, God, absolutely. Yeah, I have the whole album.
Yeah.
But yes, it's the Sunnysiders meets the Happy Hearts.
You know, I see people walking off a cliff while singing that song.
It was truly awful. Those are all good choices.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, I have to see if good old Freddie's on this. Well, I'll sing Pico and Sepulveda together. All right. Yeah, or not. All right. So we've got a minute before the news, and let's see if we can get Marianne in Chicago in here. So, Marianne, what you giving us?
Hey, Short and Sweet, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Good choice.
Then I have a question. After this is over, do you have that thing called, like, Guilty Pleasures where people call up?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it tomorrow night.
Okay, I have one thing to thank you for. This was a while back when you played them at the Point of No Return.
Yes.
Oh, God. I was laying there, I woke up, and I heard that song, and I was singing out loud.
Oh, well, very, very, very nice. All right, well, you've ended the hour, and we'll talk to you maybe tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll find out what's going on in the news at large. We'll get back to Andrew, to Leah, and hopefully to you two coming up on WGN Radio. Yes, it's a sing-along, everybody. Pico and Sepulveda. Even Beverly Drive.
Even Beverly Drive.
Mine may be fine.
Mine may be fine.
But for mine, but for I want to feel alive.
I want to feel alive. Drive and settle down in my love. Pico and Sepulveda. Pico and Sepulveda. Pico and Sepulveda. Pico and Sepulveda.
Where nobody's dream comes
true. Pico and Sepulveda.
And that, of course, is the best line in it, where nobody's dreams come true. I couldn't resist it. 1946, and made more popular, of course, by Dr. Demento. But it was interesting because, yes, it is, as John was saying, Freddie Martin, but not on the label, because he was contracted to RCA. And finally, they made a deal that RCA said, well, Freddie, your band, your sidemen, can record under the pseudonym for Ambassador, which was a label that he owned along with Jules Stein. And it was in the Ambassador Hotel where they had a record shop. Jules Stein did anyway. But anyway, so they cut four Latin titles. And at first, they just sold them at the Ambassador and later a little more widely. But of course, Pico and Sepulveda was in 1946 not too much of a hit. But boy, when Dr. Demento unearthed it, and originally when he started on the Mighty Met KMET, it was every week starting with that. So yeah, but John, it certainly counts. It's down for one of the world's worst hit records, but it's a fine sing along. I tell you what. Well, I had fun anyway. All right, so we've got Jane in Philadelphia. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hello, Riley.
How's it going?
Oh, well, some nights I don't hear you that good on the radio, but I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to call in and share with you how I heard two really good oldies. Like, I haven't heard them maybe since they came out.
Yeah.
Because most times when the radio stations do oldies, they don't reach back and play something old. They play the same old oldie. So anyway, on just this past Sunday on WMGK, that's our classical rock station.
Uh-huh.
At 10 o'clock on Sundays, they had this segment called The Garage, where a special man, he comes in, he must be syndicated, he come and he played a couple of hours of music. Do you know he played a song written by General Johnson?
Oh, sure, the showman and chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board, General Johnson. Yeah. Oh, that's who he is?
Yeah.
Okay,
And by the way, I think you're talking about Little Steven's Underground Garage. And that,
yeah,
that is syndicated. And, of course, Little Steven was in Bruce Springsteen's band.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Stevie Van Zandt.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this Sunday he played Somebody. Somebody's Been Sleeping in My Bed.
Okay.
But you know what? He probably said the man who sang it, but I didn't get it.
100 Proof Aged in Soul.
Oh, that's the people who sang
yep.
it? Oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't know any of that.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard that song since I don't know when, but it was nice to hear it.
Yes, yes.
Oh, General Johnson. And now, months and months and months ago, do you know what song I heard?
What?
And I heard this on WXPN. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Pins FM station.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday afternoons from 4 p.m. to 7, they do what's called Funky Friday.
Yeah.
Do you know they play Westbound Number 9 by the Flying Embers? By the Flaming Embers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Oh, man.
Yeah. No, they were big for a moment on Hot Wax.
Mm.
And yes, 1970.
Wasn't they with the Motown or something, too?
Well, it was Hot Wax, so that was distributed through Buddha.
Oh, is that what I wrote?
Yeah.
I thought that was part of Motown.
Yeah, well, apparently not, because I know it was on Hot Wax, and I do not think that Hot Wax, there was some crossover there, but I don't think so. I think that Hot Wax as a label, it was Detroit, but it wasn't Motown, it was Holland Dozier Holland. It was Brian Holland and Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier sort of had a falling out with Motown because of royalties, because, you know, Berry Gordy didn't like to pay them. And so they formed some other labels like Invictus, which you mentioned General Johnson. He was on Invictus and Music Merchant, and Buddha distributed it. And then after a while, before they stopped, they went out of business in 77. Before they did, it went to CBS for distribution. But yeah, Hot Wax, Holland Dozier Holland. So that's probably why you thought of Motown, because, of course, Holland Dozier Holland came from Motown.
I'm glad I checked the stuff up with you. You sure give me the 411. I like that.
Well, it's also interesting that you like 100 Proof Aged in Soul, because that was on Hot Wax as well. And yes, General Johnson was a co-writer of that, but he wrote a lot of stuff. Yeah, 100 Proof Aged in Soul, and they were.
Well, you know, like I got an oldie that I don't like, but nobody. Everybody else not going to like it but see, the reason why I don't like it is because they play it over and over.
Good enough reason for me. What is it?
It's called Cheryl Lynn's Got to Be Real.
Oh, Got to Be Real. Sure. All right.
They play that too much. I can't stand that song.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll write it down. You betcha.
But ain't nobody else going to. Don't write it down. Ain't nobody else going to.
Well.
And then the other one I don't like is Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, good choice.
It's a good choice. I don't like Sweet Home Alabama.
All right. Well, we've gotten several votes for that, so good choice.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes.
All right, the only one?
Yeah, no, not by a long shot.
Well, right. You know, it's always good to talk to you.
Well, and, likewise.
I'd be trying to make myself go to sleep at night.
Yes. Well, sleep is sacred. Don't stay up on my account.
I wish I could, though, girl.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try to I'll try to lull you into boredom so you'll fall asleep.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right. So that's the that's the call for action here. We're lulling Jane from Philadelphia into boredom. So we'll try Andrew in Chicago for that. All right, Andrew, go ahead and bore Jane.
No, that's the call.
No. You got to turn off your radio. It doesn't work that way. You can't leave the phone and like that. So I'll put Andrew on hold and we'll try this again later. Yes, when you're on hold, don't leave the phone by the radio. And for God's sakes, don't stay on speakerphone either, because everybody else doesn't enjoy that. So, well, I'll pick it up when John hung up on Andrew, I think. All right, maybe I did. All right, if I did, Andrew, I'm sorry. You'll have to call back and pay more attention. And then we'll get to Mark from Aurora for his turkeys, gobble, and Leah and Donald, and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't need a doggone thing.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And yes, that was a request from last night along with the other Double Entendre songs. And I forget who requested them now. And I'm so sorry. I had a list yesterday, but it's disappeared. I'm sure I'll find it after the show. But in any event, that is the original My Ding-a-ling. And that's Dave Bartholomew who wrote it. Now then, of course, later the Bees did it as Toy Bell. And then it came back. It was Chuck Berry. And talk about a disgrace. It was the only number one record on the Hot 100 that Chuck Berry ever had. Yeah, that's just wrong, 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 wrong. But nonetheless, that is true. But for the original, nothing better than a little Dave Bartholomew. So apologies to the requester. I used to know. That's right, yeah, right before my mind packed up and left me. All right, so Andrew's called back, and hopefully he is nowhere near a radio or on a speakerphone, so we'll try this again.
Something that was weird when you were talking to that lady, in the middle of the conversation, it was weird because I heard that static sound I usually hear when I'm connected, but you're still talking to her and it went silent, but you hadn't disconnected. Mm. So when I kept hearing you call my name on the radio, I kept shouting my phone and nothing was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening to your every word.
Okay. So first of all, yeah, I'm gonna vote in, but I'll go ahead and give you one of my votes. It's only five. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ah, Queen. Okay.
I don't know why. I think I'm the only person in the world who just hates that
song. No, many people despise that song. Trust me.
Do you like it or what?
No, I don't like it, but I don't like anything Queen did. But that's all right. You know, I mean, I respected the hell out of Freddie Mercury. I just didn't want to hear him. All right, next.
That's how I feel, basically. Yeah. God, I'm going to be a smart ass. Cecilia.
Cecilia, okay. Simon and Garfunkel moving up the charts. All right.
Sound of Silence.
Yes, a funeral dirge. Uh-huh. What else?
I've been listening, Wally.
What?
You started, and there's two more.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, God, I'm going to go to hell for this. So let me tell you why I hate these songs. The first is Witchcraft.
Okay, Frank Sinatra, we already had a vote for that tonight, so very good.
I know, I've been listening.
Well, at least in your medical records, it doesn't say witch.
What?
At least in your medical records, it doesn't say witch.
Ha, damn it. Be to it. No, well, but in my mom's medical records several years ago, and I hate the song, because it was in her medical record, and I was like, that's weird. So I went to the doctor, and her doctor, and asked, what about it? And he said, oh, I think your mom's a bitch, but I just put witch instead.
Oh, jeez. Okay, very good.
Of course, I hate Mr. Postman because of how, you know, expensive traveler's checks are or whatever.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
I'm such a little bastard. Uh-huh. So... Those are my votes.
Very good. All appreciated.
Wait. I have a question.
A question.
A few weeks ago, you were saying that the outcome of the Hamas thing is on YouTube. I didn't know what you meant.
Oh, the outcome of the Israel-Hamas conflict? No, what I was saying was that prior to October 7th, all the different psychics who have things on YouTube who are predicting the future, not a one of them mentioned that they were going to have problems on October 7th or anywhere near it, not a mention. But after the world blew up, of course, over there, suddenly you find dozens of psychics who know the end. They know exactly when it's going to end, and they're predicting it. And I find this pretty interesting that these are the same people who didn't know it was going to start, but by golly, they're going to tell you when it's going to end.
Wow, that's weird. That's interesting. By the way,
it had nothing to do with the Middle East and everything to do with psychics.
Okay, got it. I thought you believed in psychics.
Well, you know, as far as that goes, I think there are people who absolutely have a gift of intuition, but they're not making videos and putting them on YouTube.
Right. By the way, I hope on your grave it says the last person alive with common sense. Because I was bored the other day, and I Googled your name, and I found your appearances on C-SPAN.
Oh, God.
And you have common sense.
What a concept. Yeah. I remember I used to do them all over the place, and MSNBC kicked me off forever when I called Hillary a dedicated Marxist.
Oh, I read about the thing in Austin.
Oh, yeah. I did very well on that. Yes, I came out very well.
I smiled. I laughed my ass off when I read that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they knew what they
finally,
were getting.
Finally, though, there was that one C-SPAN thing and had a radio host with, she was a female and kind of uppity. Cullum, I think was her last name.
Yeah. Oh, Blanquita Cullum.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, she seemed pretty prickly.
I don't know.
But I loved how you said that radio isn't going to lead a zeitgeist. I have 11% share, but that's less than 1% of the United States population. I'm not going to lead a zeitgeist. I'm reflecting the times. I'm not leading the times.
Yeah, well, that's radio in general. That goes for music, too. When everybody's horrified, like when rock and roll started in the 50s, rock and roll didn't lead American teens. It reflected them. And that's the truth. Nobody tunes into a talk show to hear new views. They tune in to hear somebody parrot their views, whatever they are. So anybody who thinks that they're molding America, get out of town.
But, God, everything you said on what you were saying, on those, Jesus Christ, that was brilliant.
I don't even remember doing them. I never really liked to do it, but for a while, everybody said, "Oh, you have to go do these." So I did for a brief period of time.
Getting bored.
Yeah, I was.
Everybody was getting off traffic. Everybody was getting off topic and screaming at each other while you're just sitting there, literally with like a pencil or something, you know, against your cheek, shrugging your shoulder, like. We're not talking. At one point, you shouted, "Can we please pretend we're not political pundits and remember that we are just radio hosts talking about about the future?"
Yeah,
everybody just went silent.
I don't consider myself a talk show host. I'm just a disc jockey who talks too much. So what can I tell you? Don't ever, take the advice of a disc jockey who talks too much. So there you have it. After a while, I just said, I'm done. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay.
No problem. Bye.
Yeah, no, they, other than MSNBC, they all clamored for me to come back for appearances. And I'm sorry. You know, if we were talking R&B oldies, maybe. All right. So we'll get to Mark and Stephanie and Leah and Donald and Roger. Oh, votes, votes, votes. I'm really looking forward to breaking the tie right now. I'm looking forward to whatever's going on in the world at large from WGN Radio. James, those are the Shepherds, and anything by the Shepherds, Karen in Hyde Park wanted to hear. Well, she has. That's the flip side on Abner of Loving You, 1962. And we continue to vote on the world's worst, I tell you, worst. Well, as decided upon by you, hit record. So, Leah and Marcus Hook, what do you think?
Well,
how's it going?
Good. I called because I sent you an email earlier today around 1 o'clock my time, and I was wondering if you received it.
I have no idea. Let's see. I'll do it by time.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
1 o'clock your time would be earlier here by a couple hours, so that would probably be 11. I don't think so.
Oh.
How about that? I don't, if you really was around 1 o'clock, no. Now, let me look in junk, because sometimes they wind up in junk. All right, let's see what's happening in junk over here.
I always put from Leah, so you know it's from me.
Well, no, it isn't like that. I mean, junk would be determined in another way, but it's not by me. But it's not there. But no, if you sent this, I did not get it.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, well.
Okay. Well, I'll have to try sending it again.
All right.
All right.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm going down to all the way down to 8 o'clock here, which would be 10 o'clock there, and no. No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I did have another song. Well, I wanted to vote, like, second it or third
yes,
it or whatever.
Yes, right, right.
On behalf of Albert, because I hate it so much I don't want to hear it, but this is on behalf of Albert. He asked me to do this, Tiptoe Through the Tulip.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because some songs, like, I hate so much, like, I can't even stand to hear them, you know?
Well, we're not going to play all of them no matter what, so don't worry.
No, I know, but...
You may hear a taste of those that didn't hit the top 10 anyway, because, you know, we'll sample some of the stragglers, so you just never know.
Yeah, I know. And then you are going to do
Guilty Pleasures.
Guilty Pleasures?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Any All other right. for the world's worst?
Well, there is, but I really hate it. I mean, I hate it so bad. When
good.
I just hear the opening notes, I get nauseous.
Well, that's the way I feel about everything Celine Dion's ever recorded, so that's fine.
The House of the Rising Sun.
Okay.
By the Animals.
Uh-huh. All right.
I get physically ill.
All right. Well, very, very good. Well, it probably won't win, but you never know. It has been getting a handful of votes, that's for sure.
Oh, it has been?
Oh,
I didn't
yes.
hear anyone else vote.
Oh,
for
no,
it.
No, no, no. It's gotten a handful for sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And I've been listening, too.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anyone else vote for
no,
it.
No, absolutely. Let's see where I was on that, I can tell you. Like I say, it's not big, but House of the Rising Sun, you are the third vote for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't
that's
know
right.
that.
That's right, number three.
And
three,
by
three.
The way, it does say witch in my medical files. That's because I am.
Well, wait a minute. You go to the doctor and admit something like that?
What? Well, they ask you when you go to the hospital, they ask, like, if you get you're an inpatient, they ask for your religion, you know, because in case you die, you're dying.
Oh,
well, or
so
something,
you put
know?
Something like Wiccan. You don't say witch.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right.
Wiccan or witch, either one.
Uh huh.
They're interchangeable.
I see. All right. Very, very good. Well, there you go. You know, I wonder about those electronic medical records anyway, but now I'm wondering even more. All right. Well, always good to hear from you. Do your best not to cast a spell on me.
No.
Okay.
I would never do that without permission.
No permission. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you tomorrow.
All right. I hope you will,
John.
Though. You too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, gee, I'm juggling a bunch of things, all your notes, all of the... I don't want to lose any of the votes because I want to tabulate them when the show is over tonight. And I seem to be uniquely bad at this. But Mark in Aurora has something to add to the list, so welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah.
Park. Yeah.
Well, like Jane, I'm finding reception to be sparse. But
really?
That leads me to a question.
Yeah.
Even when I don't get Zoomer Radio very well or HBJB, the French station on 860,
mm-hmm.
I do get a good loud signal oftentimes on CBC One in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So what I want to ask you is that station either beamed our direction or putting out more than 50,000 watts. It's 800 miles. It's more than 800 miles away from me.
Yeah, so you're talking about 990, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it's beamed over in our direction.
I don't think it's directional, but let me. I can probably look.
I don't think so either. But I just wonder why it consistently comes in louder and clearer than other stations of equivalent distance.
There's
or even lesser distance.
There's so many reasons for that.
Factors,
And also, of course, it's a clear channel. It's a Canadian clear, so there's probably not as much on that. What I was going to try to do here.
There are other things on 990.
Oh, there are. Of course, there are. The one that immediately comes to mind is Knoxville, but I don't think that I'm trying to look for a list of these.
I'm assuming it wouldn't be more than 50,000 watts.
And it shouldn't be. So let's see what we can do. No, I don't want them in the United States. I want them in the world.
This station isn't a freak occurrence in its loudness. It happens regularly.
All right. So let's see what we got for that. No, it's actually in daytime it's 50,000. At night they're running 46,000 watts.
Oh.
That's,
why would they reduce it by only that much?
Well, one of the things I want to look at to make sure they're not directional, but there's a lot of reasons why that could be, but I'm looking to see who at night also has any type of a nighttime signal that matters, and there's not a lot as far as that goes. There's amazingly not a lot. Probably the Knoxville station, you know, the old WNOX, which is now WNML, that's 10,000 a night. But, let me see if I can get this somewhere else. I might have to, if I was sitting somewhere else, I could pull up all the coverage maps, but they and me are now miles apart at the moment, but, but let me see what I,
yeah.
Let me see what I can do anyway. Probably not going to tell me this. Probably not. Okay. World Radio. Yes.
Well,
now I'm curious. So we're gonna see what we can do about.
Yeah.
No. Not Cambodia. But oh God. What?
And along with Jane, I'm gonna vote for Sweet Home Alabama only because it's. I don't see why people like that song so much. It is basically a three chord song, except for a few bridges which add a fourth chord. But other than that, it's utterly boring. And I'll also add Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
All right.
And I thank another listener earlier who mentioned Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That may be my worst of all turkeys. Even worse than the Jimmy Castor punch. I cannot. I mean, I'm sure that Elmo and Patsy are nice people, but that song,
They got divorced. He still remains a big animal vet.
I thought I remembered he was a dentist, but no
he was a vet. He was a vet. I'm looking at the at the signal now, the nighttime signal of CBW, which
CBC
is
CBC1.
Well, yeah, but CBW are the call letters, but.
You
know, I would say because between you and them, you don't have a lot of interference. To really look at this, I'd want to see what was on. Obviously, you've got something.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are, you've got AM1000 right there in Chicago. So, but that's not bothering you. There's, all right. So, yeah, I would just say that's probably probably it more than anything else. They claim they're non-directional. I'm going to take them at their word. What can I say?
And I don't know. I mean, 46,000 watts is not much of a reduction.
I don't
even know why they bother.
Well, they might not have. It might have been equipment, just as far as that goes. You know, the CBC might just not have replaced equipment, and that's what the transmitter's pumping out, so that's what they're doing. That's not unusual. Anyway,
but they'd still be 50,000 during the day.
Well, they might not be, and they could be using the same transmitter because there's no no difference. And I'm looking at the tower location, and it's the same in both. So I don't know. See if I could find JT Edmonton, my friend JT.
It's a good station. It's kind of similar to our NPR.
Okay. Well, wouldn't know. The only station I loved in Manitoba was CKY. They were the big top. They were the big top 40 giant back in the day.
Yeah. What frequency are they on?
550.
Oh, okay. No, what I get on 550 is usually St. Louis.
Sure, right, absolutely. They're not 50,000 watts, so that would be the deal.
But no. Yeah. No, and the station from St. Louis isn't either.
No, no.
It's only 5,000 watts, I believe.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm saying it's 550. I think it might have been 580. I'm going to go look at the T-shirt right now. I'll be right back. All right. It might have been 580.
I still
have the T-shirt from 1961, so I'll check it out, and I'll let you know.
Here in Illinois, what we get on 550 is WILL, which is an NPR station.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I gotta go. Now I gotta go pull this. I bet you it is 5A. That's terrible.
And they have higher power in the day than at night.
Yeah.
And I don't think they change their antenna pattern at night. I think they only change their power.
I'll bet you it is 580 because, of course, K-Fire in Bismarck was 550. All right, I'm gonna go with 580, but I'll look at the shirt and I will report back. Thank you. All right, we'll pick it up right there.
Yeah, we'll definitely do Patsy and Elmo.
Oh, it's down there. It's down there. You got it. Thanks. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up right here on WGN Radio.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
My gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time.
All time.
Life is bare, and gloom and misery's everywhere. It's stormy weather. Me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time. Since you went away, the blues walked in and met me. If you don't come back to stay, old rocking chair will get me. And all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me
walk in the summer. Oh,
can't go on,
can't go on.
And everything I have is gone. Stormy weather,
stormy weather.
Since me and my gal been together. Keeps raining all the time.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, so CKY was on 580. Yeah, T-shirt says Radio 58. All right, so very good. 1964. It's nice, though. It's got a logo that would have been appropriate for 1958, truth be known, kind of like a satellite thing going on, or an atom or something. In any event, it didn't have that much nighttime power. I think at 1,000 watts at night. But at 5,000 watts in the day and at 580, that was a nice frequency. But I digress. We have another hour of your votes. And that's it. The final hour is coming up. That will be it. So let's see if we can get a couple in before the news. And then next hour, it looks like the D.B. Cooper story might have to wait, because votes will take precedence as far as that goes. But I will be filling you in on that in the coming days anyway. Yeah, and what went on at CooperCon. All right, so Larry in Naperville got some votes for me?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
I got one song. It's a country song.
Uh-huh.
It's a song called War is Hell on the Home Front 2.
Really?
Do you know that one?
No, I'm going to look it up. Did it chart?
I'm not sure. It was by T.G. Shepherd.
Oh,
but
God.
The problem is it's, you know, the boyfriend or someone goes out to war, but mm-hmm. she gets lonely at home, so she has an affair.
Of course.
And they're saying And they're saying she's just, it's just as bad for her as it is for him, which really bothered me.
Well, absolutely. Sort of like a Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Right.
So, yeah.
But the thing is, too, the guy she did it with is a 16-year-old grocery boy.
See, right now she'd be in jail.
I know, but they say this is 1944.
Right, and so I don't know. And you know, at that point, the kid thought it was his lucky day. But
right, they say that in the song, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. all right, I'm going to look for that. Good old T.G. Shepherd, okay. where T.G. stands for the good. But anyway, I will do my best to find that. I want to hear it. Thank you.
Okay. One other thing. Has anyone ever brought up the polka, She's Too Fat?
You know, it has come up on occasion, but not in this year's votes.
Yeah, but I mean, polka music is, I love polka music, but it's just fun music. You know, I don't think there's any really meaning to it. They just say those things.
Well, absolutely. And you can find, if you want politically incorrect, nothing's better than the polka. There's a lot of them. And of course, my favorite is the James Brown polka, of course. You've heard that.
No.
Oh, then I'll play it right out of the news. I think you'll enjoy it.
I've got probably 2,000 polkas on my iPod.
Well, I'll bet you don't have this one. You'll have to let me know.
Okay, I will then.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so next hour we will take all your votes as we continue. It'll be the final hour. That's it. Polls close. Coming up on WGN Radio.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Wow. I feel nice. The sugar looks fine. I feel nice. The sugar looks fine. So nice. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, my sugar is fine. I feel nice, my sugar is fine.
WGN Radio. I'm Molly James. I'm sure there's some morning man somewhere to thank for that. I have absolutely no idea, but I've been carrying it around for decades. There it is, the James Brown polka. Yeah, I've tried to find out something about it, and nothing ever comes up. Only sometimes I'll see my own website on there. But so whoever it is, thank you for that. I've enjoyed it all these years. So I don't think it was Dave Otto. Maybe Steve Rivers. I don't know. But I'm not sure. 888-876-5593. We are continuing to vote for the world's worst hit records, and you can't vote for that last one, of course, because it wasn't a hit. Now we'll have to look for War Is Hell on the home front, too. All right, I can do that. But in the meantime, Mark and Aurora are going to give us some votes. Are you there, Mark? Or did we get your votes already? I think I might have forgotten to hang up on you. So let me do that now, and if I'm wrong, you'll call back. Stephanie and Madison, welcome back. Stephanie? No? No Stephanie? Huh. Now that's interesting. All right, so I think we talked to her too then. But Johnny D, I know we didn't talk to Johnny D. I'd have remembered that, wouldn't I? Hello, Johnny D.
Hey, hello, Roy. Happy Thanksgiving.
And the same to you.
Yeah, I'm over here alone again, naturally.
Naturally, yes.
Yeah, Becky bailed out on me, the lovely until she went down to her sister's in Youngstown.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be rolling into Youngstown tomorrow around 2 p.m.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyhow, I had a cousin. Well, actually, he was a second cousin. He was my dad's cousin. He won a Grammy for polka songs.
But not for the James Brown polka, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't. He probably couldn't get into James too much, but I did. But my cousin, it was my dad's first cousin, my second cousin, Carmen.
What's his name?
Carmen Capobianca. I mean, Carmen White. Carmen, he went by Carmen.
Carmen White?
Yeah, okay. Carmen White.
And he's a polka artist. All right, I'm looking at.
Yeah, he won a Grammy. He won a Grammy. He played the drums for Joe Fedorchik.
Okay, well, here we are. Looking him up right now. Carmen White. No, that's not him. That's some woman. All right, wrong person. So
Carmen White, polka.
All right. Yes, I found him here. In the 20th anniversary edition of Penn, Ohio Polka Pals and on the Polka Connection. And let's see, it's a CD, and among the artists.
Do you have a picture of him?
Well, no, I've just got a picture of 25 bands, and he's one of them. So no.
No. There's a picture of him. Put Carmen White, Youngstown Polka or something. Joe Fedorchik.
Youngstown Polka. Okay. Well, good for him. I assume he's no longer with us.
No, he's gone, Carmen. He passed.
Oh, I have his obit, and and he did indeed. They mentioned
kind of a dark complected fellow.
Yeah, with gray hair, and
Carmen.
He died in 2018.
Yeah, was it 2018? I thought it was a little bit longer than that.
August 18th, 2018. He was 79 years old, and I've got him there, a musician who played the drums since the age of 12, best known as the drummer for the Joe Fedorchik Band. Fedorchik Band, formerly owned and operated the Colonial Art Gallery in Boardman and Vinyloom Products with his father and brother. Yeah. He was the 1995 Grammy Award winner of the American Slovenian Polka Foundation and was a charter member of the Penn, Ohio Polka Pals. And later he discovered his talent for painting. He also enjoyed golfing, and he'll be remembered lovingly by his wife, the former Marilyn Sesnick. I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, okay, fine. Married in 19... Oh, he married her in 1997. All right, so that was a second wife, I guess. Three children.
Oh, yeah.
Three children.
A bunch of wives.
Oh, well. Cindy, Flecka, Cochran, and Paul. That's four that I count, but oh well.
I don't know.
18 grandchildren and one great-grandchildren and a brother. Beside his parents, he's preceded in death by his daughter, his sister, his sister-in-law, and brother-in-law. And that was the deal. So, yes, that was August of 2018.
Yeah, Carmen, he won a Grammy. Yeah, he was something.
1995. All right. So, very good.
But anyhow, so I'm thinking, you know, here's what happened. Becky left, so I ate late. You know, she made some stuff before she left, like this. She called it ground chuck and curlicues. It's like curlicue macaroni.
Okay, that's good.
And so I ate late, and then, like, I got that rush of, when you get real sleepy, And I dozed off listening to your show right after the woman that gave, like, the real long list of songs, about 50 of them.
Yeah, the phone book, yeah.
And then I was sleeping, and then I swear to God, I heard Leah cackling. It woke me up.
Oh, good.
On?
Leah was on, that's right.
Yeah, and I heard like a real loud laugh and kind of startled me. So then I got up, and then now I just had a call when I heard the fellow talk about the roll out the barrel and heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here or something like that.
All right.
But anyhow, so then I got, I want to second some songs that I'm thinking might break your ties.
Okay, good. What do you got?
I'm guessing.
What do you got?
I think you're having a baby.
Okay.
You're having my baby.
Yes, yeah. No, I know the song, Paul Anka. Yes, I got it.
I used to sing that to Becky when she was pregnant.
And she didn't leave you. It's amazing.
I used to look at her and say, you're having a baby. Anyhow. Big fat stomach, you know how they get. But that's how it goes. Anyhow, she's not home. So, having a baby. MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
And, well, then I just wrote down Alone Again naturally because that's what I was thinking.
All right.
And that's all I got, Raleigh. I just want to see if I can break some ties.
Well, you might have helped with one of them. We'll see.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see what we got. Oh, we got a couple of Karens. We got Karen in Chicago and Karen in Madison. All right, Karen, what you got for me?
Hi. You know that polka thing? That sounded like Weird Al Yankovic.
It's not.
It's not.
No. It was actually someone who was good in a production room. It didn't start out together that way. It's an edit.
Was he related to Frankie?
No, he was not.
I'm from Milwaukee, and that's me. I have a couple of turkeys.
Okay.
Unchained Melody.
Which version?
Any of them.
Got it. All right.
And Choir by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Okay. I'm going to give you Righteous Brothers for Unchained Melody. All right.
I'll take any of them. Okay. I hated that darn song.
Claire, Gilbert O'Sullivan. Okay, what else?
That's it for now.
That's all
fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate the call. All right.
Thank
and so we will
bye.
Get to Karen and Madison in moments right here on WGN Radio.
There's a place for me, a city grand to see. I've seen the Great White Way and Herald Square and foggy old London town. I've been to old Hong Kong and sang this song about the city I'm sticking around. Hey, you talk about Chicago, don't give me no Swanee Shores. Chicago, take Texas, keep the out-of-doors. Cause I like living without palm trees. Don't bring me no honey land. I'm just living with grace and ease right here where I am. I said Chicago, oh no California, here I come. Now on State Street, that's the place to be. Now I don't want no Paris town. That's not what I long to see. Chicago, that's for me. Talk about Chicago.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Jerry Butler. And that was a request Johnny Goen had a while ago, and I've been meaning to play it all this time, so hopefully he caught it, and a wonderful song it is. It's a good song for trivia, too, because it doesn't sound that much like Jerry Butler, but maybe I should have saved that. Oh, well. Let's see. We're voting on the world's worst hit records, and it is the final waning moments of that. Come 1 o'clock, the polls close promptly. Gotten a lot of email that I've been going over while we've been talking, and one of them from Mike in Centerville, Virginia. Yeah. The Nickel song, Brand New Key, and Loving You. Yeah, all fine choices. All right, so let's see. What does Karen and Madison want to add to the list? So, all right, Karen, what you got for me?
Okay, so it's okay if they've been said before, right?
Hey, well, that's what we want. You just couldn't have said it.
Okay. MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
Now, does your bubble gum lose its flavor on the bed?
Yeah, does your chewing gum lose its flavor?
Yeah.
Okay, Lonnie Donegan. Okay.
Apple peaches pumpkin pie.
Okay, Jay and the Techniques.
Yeah. And here's one more. Now, I don't know the it's newer, I think. It's not real old. I thought it was called The Will, but I think I found out it's Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero.
Okay.
That's awful. That's horrible.
Just horrible. All right.
Horrible. All right. So that's it.
Well, that's fine choices. Thank you.
And I'll be listening, and you have a nice holiday, unless you don't want to celebrate it, then save a turkey. We all have to eat every day. I don't get why you know, one day a year they give us food.
No, you know, that's true. I'll eat on all of the days. Good point.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate
keep
it.
Keep going.
All right.
Appreciate
good deal.
Your,
yeah.
Like your station.
So,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Yeah. Years ago, though, John and I learned the hard way, never attempt the turkey. There are so many ways you can poison yourself, and I did. And yeah, I mean, I was sick for weeks. So never again. So we'll go out. But I just... found that the place that John earmarked because he likes their turkey, they're closing at 4. Well, hell, I got up today at 3:30. Well, I guess I'll be getting up earlier tomorrow, a lot earlier. All right, Roger and LaGrange, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I really like that James Brown poker or polka.
Yeah, I can't tell you anything about it. I don't know.
I think I heard that on the Dr. Demento show.
You know, maybe. I don't know that I ever did, but it's possible.
Anyways, my first vote goes for another thing I heard on Dr. Demento, and it's don't leave your records in the sun.
Oh, that's not a hit, though. He didn't play it enough for it to be a hit.
It's way up there on my chart.
Yeah, right.
Okay, sorry about that.
What else?
And then I would like to vote for Surfing Bird.
Ah, very good. Very good. All right, consider it on the list.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right, I'll be playing them back tomorrow night. You'll see what comes up.
Changes the stats somewhere.
Yeah, it may. It absolutely may. We'll see.
Okay,
thanks.
I'll
I
be
appreciate
listening
it. Okay,
tomorrow.
Good.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it may. Actually, I'll tell you the truth, Surfing Bird hadn't been in the top 10, but it was kind of navigating around it, so we'll see if we got enough votes for it tonight to push it in. And, of course, it's competing with some awful stuff. Of course, that's the idea. So, Donald in Midway, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, I've talked in a while. I only got three, so I won't take up a lot of time.
Okay.
The first one is Dominique by
the singing nun. Right.
Sister Sarir.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty bad.
Okay.
And the second one is The Ballad of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler,
yes.
Romanticizing a Horrible War. And the third one is a newer one. And I believe it did sell quite a bit. I don't know if it was a super hit or anything, but it's Justice for All by ex-President Trump, accompanied by the January 6th choir.
I'm afraid we can't do that, but we'll count Dominique in the Ballad of the Green Beret, and thank you for calling.
Okay,
right,
no
so,
problem.
Yes, there you have those two. Bona fide hits. Yes. Oh, man. All right, well, why not? Let's see if we can see what Mary Ellen in Oak Lawn has to say for her bad self. What you got, Mary?
Oh, hi. Thanks so much, Raleigh. Let's see. There are two Christmas songs. You said it could be any genre. And
yeah.
I can't stand, I had not missed this opportunity to call up because I turned the radio off. It's the Manhattan Steamrollers.
Oh, God.
Whatever that song is that they scream, it should be for Halloween. I forget. It's like the bells or something are ringing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll
you know
I'll
which
look
one it is?
I'll look it up, but I think all of
oh,
this stuff
I
is terrible.
Oh, I can't stand
so.
It. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and then the other one drives me crazy, and the station that plays there, I don't want to even turn it on because I'm going to hear it. Mariah Carey, I think, is the one.
Uh-huh.
She, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
I mean, play it like 5 times an hour. I don't know why. And the one I really like is the Vince Vann one. And it's hard to get them, you know, out of Siri or something because
right.
the titles are so similar.
They are, you're right.
But,
I
know they're both Christmas ones, but especially that Manhattan Steamroller one.
Very good.
I don't even know the name of it.
Well, it counts, and I'll find it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you all for right. doing this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Right, so that's, all that Manhattan Steamroller stuff. Oh, man. All right, so we'll get to Chris in Greenwood, South Carolina, and there's room for you, too. We've only got a half hour left, and then the polls close until next year, next Halloween. So all it's got to be is a hit. We don't care about the decade or the genre. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Bye.
won't do. I still love you, baby. And I'm tired of being sad and blue. I need a change. Oh, baby. If you still love me, oh, won't you please let me know somehow? 'Cause I need to be with you. And I need to be with you right now. I'll never get no one to take your place. I'll just have to face life without you. Unless you let me come home.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Those are the Miracles. Yeah, on Chess before there was a Motown. And that was a request from Wesley in Chicago. He wanted to hear My Baby Changes Like the Weather and I Need a Change. Well, that's I Need a Change. So there you have it. 888-876-5593. The Waning Moments on the Boats of the World's Worst Hit Records. And yes, I am checking email and I am checking any other like text messages or whatever. Text messages are interesting. I can never answer you because they come to me in the form of an email. But if you send them, I at least get an email with them. And so, yeah, obviously you can't send an email back to a text number. So that's why you never hear from me if you text. All right, Chris in Greenwood, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Raleigh.
You too.
Yeah, y'all were talking about, like, Song of Which Decades.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, there's some songs, like, back in the day that, like, ballads, like, Lonely and stuff, like Stormy Weather, Where the Boys Are.
Sure. Well, if you hate them, it doesn't matter what decade, you just got to give me the artist's version. You hate it, and all it's got to be is a hit.
How about Ethel Waters, Stormy Weather?
Okay, it was a hit. You got it. All right.
And can I sing a few? You ever heard of Dion that sang Lonely Teenager?
Of course. Dion and the Belmonts.
Yeah, can I sing a few lines to it, and can you request it for me?
Well, now, do you want it as the world's worst? Because that's what we're working on tonight.
No, it's not the world's worst. I sort of like that song.
All right, well, then call when we do Guilty Pleasures, songs that you love.
Okay, and one more song that's world's worst. It's a Christmas song,
uh-huh.
And I sung it last year,
uh-huh.
Mariah Carey.
Ah,
they right. play that too much.
Yeah.
They play it too much Christmas.
Well, considering it on the list.
Call, right.
Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you. Hope right. Don't eat too much turkey.
No,
probably.
I guarantee you I won't do that. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We mail ordered a lot of food recently. It hadn't gotten here yet, but John said, you know, there's a pretty big order. That was, you know, what he requested. We don't have room in the freezer. I said, well, that's true. He said, so you better eat all this stuff. So I've been trying to eat the freezer's worth of food. And I'll tell you what, tonight it was not a case of buying the food, it was renting it. Because, yeah, it ain't lasting long. But one way or another, I'll empty that freezer. Yeah, right into me. All right, Pete in Wisconsin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there, Raleigh. Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, and the audio from your end is very weak.
Well, now remember,
remember something.
When we're in a break, you're not supposed to hear it at all. It's just very minor. Only when we're on the air are you supposed to hear audio.
Yeah, but you're not that much louder right now.
Oh, well, then I can't
anyway,
help you. Can't help you on that.
I got a few suggestions for the bad tune.
Okay.
Okay, Bee Gees, Gotta Get a Message to You. Is that the title of it?
Absolute you know? Message to You, yeah. You can betcha.
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Gary Lewis, The Playboys, This Diamond Ring.
Okay.
David Bowie, Suffragette City, and The Young Americans.
Okay.
Marianne Faithfull, is it called As Tears Go By, or yeah. This is the Evening of the Dead, or whatever.
No, it is As Tears Go By. You're absolutely right.
Rolling Stones, Angie, Painted Black, and Lady Jane, John Lennon, Imagine, So This Is Christmas. Beatles, Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
All
Peter
right.
and Gordon, I Go to Pieces. Benny and the Jets, Elton John. Hey, Beatles, Hey Jude, and Love Is All You Need. Yeah, Bye Bye Miss American Pie, and Starry Starry Night. What's his name?
John McLean.
The orchestral version of Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, for Ronnie and Tysher.
And the Broadway theater version, they play that on here, too, of Hair.
All right.
I don't know if that made it to the top 100 or whatever. Janis Joplin, Take Another Little Piece of My Heart.
All right.
Betty Davis eyes, Kim Carnes, she's a beautiful lady, but why'd she have to mess up her voice like that?
Okay.
Love Stinks. What's his name? Anyway, like
right.
Idea.
Absolutely.
And there's Simon Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence.
Okay.
And the Troggs, Wild Thing, and Jimi Hendrix's version. I don't like that either. Voodoo Child. Yeah, I can't get into it. All right, that's about all I can work up.
All good.
Did you ever find out who did that tune? Hey, did you rock and roll? Rock and roll?
Oh, yeah, right. I told you that the other night. I wrote it down, too. Rock on David Essex.
David Essex, okay.
Yeah, David Essex.
Well, X him out.
All right, yeah.
Okay, good night.
Good deal. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so yes, David Essex, a fine choice. I'm getting that down. All right, now let's see what we have. Oh, this is always fun. I believe it's his first time calling this season, so Mike in Mount Pleasant's going to add to the list. What you got for me, Mike?
Here I Am, I Said by Neil Diamond.
Very good.
And How Am I Supposed to Live Without You by Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Terrible. I got a suggestion for you.
Uh-huh.
Some night you should do a show about songs that are so bad, they're good. You hear them, you just got to chuckle and think, somebody paid for this crap?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, to some degree that fits into guilty pleasures, and we do that right after the world's worst hit records. They're songs you're embarrassed to admit you like.
Well, those you actually like, but songs are so bad, they're actually good. I mean, you think that somebody paid for this crap?
Of course they did.
Well, okay. See what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Annette and Carol Stream is going to vote for us. So Annette, what you got?
I'm enjoying your show tonight.
Thank you.
That song you played a little while ago by James Brown, did you say it was a James Brown polka?
Yeah, right. You can't vote for that. It wasn't a hit.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, and I don't even know where I got it. I have it on an old reel-to-reel tape.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and vote for James Brown singing Living in America.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There was a parody on that Weird Al Yankovic did, Living with a Hernia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Living in America. You got it.
Yeah, I just love the screaming, you know.
Yes.
Also, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Good choice.
And then I've heard people saying, having my baby. I'll vote for that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. All good choices. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593. And that is taking us to Janet in Bloomingdale. All right, Janet, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right.
I'd like to add Carly Simon's You're So Vain.
All right.
And Lonely Boy.
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Gold, Andrew Gold.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Those are the two.
All right, good choice, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, lonely boy. Sure ended it right there. The rest of life was not going to go well. That's, yeah, don't grow up, whatever you do. Diane in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Sinatra did a couple of songs that were, he did a song called something about They're All Twisting, like capitalizing on the twist.
Did he have a hit with it?
I don't know if it was a hit, but probably not. Then, huh?
Yeah, I'll look. It was... What else you got for me?
And then that Betty Hutton song, Murder, he said.
I don't know about that either.
Kind of a frantic number from the 40s.
Right. I'll see if that sounds like it's a possibility. All right. What else you got?
And then I'll second for Hey Jude. And
good.
I was wondering... And then Sinatra did another song. I don't know if that was a hit, called Mama Don't Bark or something.
Oh, God. Yes. With what's her name? With, not Dagwood. I don't remember her. Yes, absolutely. It was terrible. He did not want to do that. And that was a huge problem he had with Mitch Miller.
Oh, it was Mitch Miller.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And then I can ask, could you ever play a snippet of that one that I nominated this year, and I nominated it last year, and people haven't seemed to second it at all, except you did. That's Nancy Sinatra, Some Velvet Morning.
Yeah, okay, sure, absolutely.
If you could play, just so people get an idea of
right, especially when you get into that chorus. All right, but Mama Will Bark, yeah, we'll put that down for Frank Sinatra and Dagmar. Very good, and I'll try to get you Some Velvet Morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, and I think I found, by the way, the T.G. Shepherd War is Hell. Never heard it, but it's on this computer, so I think we'll be hearing it next. And then, sure, a little Some Velvet Morning, why not? And final votes, this is the moment. After that, the polls close, and then I got my work ahead of me. I can see that. Making up my handwriting will be the trick on that. All right, all that and more coming up in the waning moment, so I guess poor D.B. Cooper, he'll have to... be missing until after Thanksgiving. We'll reconvene with him sometime next week. All right, but your votes are solicited as I speak on WGN Radio.
It was July hot in Georgia in 1942. All the men were off to war and the women had nothing to do. I was 16 and hungry, looking for my first taste of love. When I brought the groceries to her door, I didn't know how close I was. Her long blonde hair was flowing and she smelled like sweet perfume. When I laid the groceries down, she said, you don't have to leave so soon. Woman sure gets lonely when a man's gone off the fight. She reached out for my trembling hand as teardrops filled her eyes. Then she said, war is hell on the home front too. God only knows what a woman goes through. She still needs what a man who's gone can't do. I can't fight this fire alone. Stay with me until it's gone. Ooh, war is hell on the home front too. It was July hot inside me as she led me to her bedroom door. With satin sheets and pleasures I never knew I could feel before. My first taste of loving.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, now I know why I didn't know it's from 1982, but it is T.G. Shepherd and Buddy Killen, Tree Music, produced it, and Curly Putnam wrote it, so I guess it shouldn't be too surprising. He's the guy who gave us D-I-V-O-R-C-E and My Elusive Dreams, among many others, but so that's the deal. All right, I mean, many others, but those were, he stopped loving her today, Man, that is a classic. So he rewrote some good stuff, and they wrote Divorce. All right, so there you have it. It's a cheating situation. He specializes in those cheating songs. All right, so we've got Valerie in Warrenville. Welcome back to WGN Radio. I think you're about the last votes.
Oh, thank you. And I agree with that song you just played. Yeah, get rid of it.
Okay. War is hell on the home front, okay.
Yeah, so I wrote for that one, too.
Okay.
Let's see. You're So Vain.
Okay.
Run Over by a Reindeer.
Okay.
Living in America.
Okay.
How I Am, I don't remember the rest of it. I'm seconding everything that I've listened to in the last 45 minutes, an hour. Mm-hmm. Rock On.
Okay.
Sounds of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, time-wise, that's when I woke up.
Okay. Well, fine choices all the way around.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get off so maybe you can sneak one more
question
in.
It's sort of fitting that you are the last vote because I believe that you were the first vote.
I was.
Yeah, so that's a perfect way to end it, and so we will.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You have yourself a good holiday, and
right,
I will listen in tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. All right, yes, it's a live Thanksgiving show, 10 to 1, and a full show, and we will be playing back the turkeys while you're hopefully eating yours. And it will be your poll. I will spend the rest of the night putting this together. Oh, my dear Lord. But I will. And I think it's possible you have changed some numbers here. So hopefully that is undoing some ties. I don't know. We'll be finding out. But you'll be the first to know tomorrow night. And then we will do Guilty Pleasures. And I'll explain that. I'll also explain the deal on the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club, and which opens as of tomorrow and is in full force until the 2nd of January. And so that's the deal on that. Now, there were a few other things, too, but, you know, I'm pleased that I have a few minutes because I'll get off the world's worst hit records and get back to D.B. Cooper that I was talking about earlier. And to me, I'm fascinated by this. And again, it's because this is a real mystery. This is not like, you know, the abominable snowman or Sasquatch or the Loch Ness Monster. This is a guy who absolutely lived and absolutely pulled this off. We have no idea what happened to him. Dan Cooper was the name he used. A journalist got it wrong and called him D.B. Cooper, and that name stuck, so we'll go with D.B. Cooper. And that was the eve of Thanksgiving in 1971, and it was going to be a short flight all the way around, and I've told the story many times. So each year at CooperCon, which this year was actually in Seattle, in the past it's been in Portland, and next year it's going to be in a number of places. But they go over all the evidence, and many people are very upset that, of course, the case was closed by the FBI in 2016. Now, I don't think it was closed in terms of suspected dead or whatever, presumed dead, which is interesting, too. I think it's almost safe to presume that at this point he is dead, but there was absolutely no reason to believe that in 1971. And so CooperCon every year looks at all the possibilities, and this one just concluded in Seattle. And one of the people there was Douglas Perry, and he was interesting because he once headed up the FBI's investigation, and so he doesn't definitively know that D.B. Cooper has died, but as I say, many people are assuming, but no one believes he died on November 24th, 1971, after he jumped out of a Boeing 727 somewhere on the Washington-Oregon border with a parachute and $200,000 in ransom strapped to his body. But in some of the recreations, and apparently there were a lot of recreations, everybody believes that he couldn't have done this and held on to the money, except that it looks like he did. Now, at some point, a decade later, about $5,800 of it showed up along the Oregon Washington border, and so it was traced to the money. It was the money, but was this suddenly found from the packet that was lost when he jumped, or there are some people who even believe not was himself putting it back there to taunt FBI agents who made it seem like he couldn't have gotten away with it. Well, who knows? But in any event, Larry Carr, the FBI guy, feels that the agency does all that it could. But the problem, he says, is there was just a lack of evidence. And Dan Cooper was unmemorable. He was polite. He was basically middle-aged. He could have been anybody. And they only had some useless partial prints at the time. They had the butts of his cigarettes and the strands of his hair. But sadly, while that could have been really key, that was lost along the way before DNA testing had ever been invented. And so, so it is that Carr, who worked the case for 20 years, is still interested, so he attended. But I think one of the most interesting attendees was one of the copycats, and there were several as far as that goes, and pretty much all to a person unsuccessful. But this this one guy, man, it really makes you wonder what he was thinking. But he thought, well, it looks easy enough. Martin McNally was his name. He was 28 years old, and a couple months after the hijacking, he had lost his job. So he figured, well, D.B. Cooper did it. It doesn't seem like that hard. Get an extortion note, a couple of weapons, a disguise, some wigs, and board the plane and demand what you want, the money, the $500,000, the parachutes, and then just bail out. And after that, McNally, who was at the convention, said, hey, was I ever wrong? I guess. So this was June when he decided he'd pull it off. And I'm going to leave the story right there. Bottom line is he served 38 years in prison. All right. But he was at CooperCon, so we'll pick it up there next week. Now, tomorrow, full show for Thanksgiving. And then I'll give you the schedule for next week. And so until then, I guess we have 21 hours to find out exactly what are the 2023 versions of the world's worst hit records. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. And above all, thank you for calling and everyone who voted on WGN Radio.